Hello, and welcome to Pharmapodia, a place where you can listen to what's happening today in the pharma industry. As usual, let's start with drugs on a move. The result of the preclinical studies of SOMA-052 will be presented at the American Diabetes Association. In mouse model, SOMA-052 exhibited significant beneficial effects on fasting insulin, stimulated insulin secretion, beta cell proliferation, and beta cell mass. When combined with ezetimibe 4 or sitagliptin, no deleterious effect was observed. Combination of SOMA-052 and sitagliptin showed a marked improvement in insulin tolerance. The other animal study examined the pharmacologic property of SOMA-052. SOMA-052 is a potent monoclonal antibody that binds strongly to interleukin-1 beta. Interleukin-1 beta has been shown to be involved in type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, rheumatoid arthritis, gout, and other anti-inflammatory diseases. It is currently in two phase 2 clinical trials in patients with type 2 diabetes and one phase 2 clinical trial in patient with type 1 diabetes. SOMA-052 is under development of SOMA. Living Cell Technology Limited announced positive data from the phase 1-2A clinical trial of Diabicel as the potential treatment of unstable type 1 diabetes at the American Diabetes Association on June 27, 2010. Diabicel is an encapsulated neonatal pancreatic islet. Is meant to be implanted in the patient's abdomen utilizing laparoscopic procedure. It is currently in a phase 2 clinical trial in New Zealand. Move on to another diabetes treatment. Recombinant human hyaluronidase, or PH20, demonstrated positive findings when it is used in combination with Lispro in the phase 2 clinical trial in patients with type 2 diabetes. The results showed that PH20, when used with Lispro, significantly lowered the incidence of postprandial hyperglycemia, hypoglycemia, and had a high absorption of mealtime insulin in type 2 diabetes patients. PH20 is currently in the development of Halozyme. It is currently in the phase 2 clinical trial comparing the use of regular insulin and PH20 to Lispro alone in patients with type 1 diabetes for 3 months. Additional two phase 2 studies that assess the dosing regimen, safety, and other efficacy data are under development. Initiations are expected in the third quarter of 2010. Medco conducted an observation study analyzed the effect of Byetta, the injectable exenatide, and Januvia, an orally available sitagliptin, in the incidence of pancreatitis. The result indicated that no additional risk is associated with the use of Januvia and Byetta. The study was done by the collaboration between Medco Health Solutions and the University of Texas Southwestern Medical School. Januvia is sold by Merck, and Byetta is sold by Amylin Pharmaceutical and Eli Lilly Corporation. Now we're going to move on to frontline research. The FDA granted the Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center permission to test gene therapy treatment against X-linked severe combined immunodeficiency, or SCID, or bubble boy disease. It is an immune disorder in babies that are born with defective genes. Patients with severe combined immunodeficiency are not able to produce cells that can protect the bodies from various types of infections, such as virus infections or bacterial infections. Researchers at the hospital have designed a virus that carries the functional copy of the defective gene. They hope by using the baby's stem cells with the immune disorders as the host of virus, they will be able to reduce the risk of rejections and increase the chance of success when these cells are being injected back into the patient's system. Moving on to deals in the making. MorphoSys and Xencor entered into a license and collaboration agreement for a clinical antibody that is currently in the phase 1 clinical development. XmAb5574, developed by Xencor, is a highly potent humanized CD19 monoclonal antibody. It is being tested for the treatment of B-cell malignancy. Under the development of the agreement, MorphoSys will have exclusive worldwide license to XmAb5574. Both will work together in the phase 1 clinical trial in patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia in the US. However, Xencor will continue to pay for the development plan. MorphoSys will be responsible for further clinical development. XmAb5574 will be renamed into MOR208. News from the West Coast. Gilead is to acquire CGI Pharmaceutical for up to $120 million. CGI is a privately held company that focused on small molecule chemistry and kinase biology. Another acquisition. Teva is entering the wound care market by entering into a non-binding memoranda of understanding with MediWound and PolyHeal, subsidiaries of Clell Biotechnologies. The deal is worth up to $500 million. Teva will gradually acquire the company and form a single company under the management of Teva. PolyHeal's market involves the treatment of chronic and acute wounds from different causes, such as trauma, radiation, rheumatoid arthritis, and others. MediWound's market focuses on the development and manufacture wound and burn treatments. Its lead candidate, Diprase, has completed its phase 3 clinical trial in the second and third degree burnt patients. Diprase is a gel dressing that combines mixture of enzymes from pineapple stems and sterile gel. Application for European Medicines Agency is planned. Let's move on to the last topic of the day, international touch. This is a new topic that I have just created. The function of this topic will be just kind of lightly touch about what's going on globally. So as mentioned in previous post, many clinical trials are being done overseas nowadays. However, the qualities of the overseas clinical trials have not been up to the FDA standard. Singapore, in a move that could help reduce the substandard clinical trials, launched the Research WSQ Certified Training Course. The course will train